Mr. Speaker, I rise today as a co-sponsor and strong supporter of this legislation. But I do not think that it is the proper time to be holding a vote on this bill. I believe it is premature to act today on this legislation. The intention in writing this bill was to influence the Russian government's policy regarding the transfer of sensitive missile technology to Iran. This bill sought to demonstrate to Russia's leaders that we take these transfers very seriously and that we expected them to as well. For the development of ballistic missiles by Iran poses a threat not only to U.S. forces in the Middle East, not only to Israel and other U.S. allies in the region, but to Russia's national security as well. There's evidence that Russia's leaders have received the message of this bill and have begun to address our concerns. The Russian government has taken a number of steps to prohibit such exports and is working to implement measures that will effectively prevent them from occurring. But it needs to do more. I believe that we must have action to stop these exports, not simply words and decrees. The Russian government needs to convince us in a clear and comprehensive manner that's exerting a 100% effort to prevent these transfers. After an intense dialogue between some of our nation's most senior diplomats and their Russian counterparts, we may be on our way to finally achieving this goal. In the past few months, we've begun to see evidence of Russia's leaders moving to close off channels of cooperation with Iran. That's why I'm concerned with the timing of this legislation today. The passage of this bill would in effect demonstrate an admission of defeat that we have failed to influence Russia's government to this problem, and we are instead resorting to sanctions against individual companies that have engaged in these dangerous exports. I'm not ready to admit defeat. It's too early to throw in the towel, and neither is our closest ally in the Middle East. 2 weeks ago, I visited Israel and met with Trade Minister Nathan Sharansky at his request regarding the transfer of missile technology from Russia to Iran. Minister Sharansky had just returned from Moscow, where he had discussed this matter with senior Russian officials. Minister Sharansky made two key points to me. First, he urged that the United States continue to press the Russian government to take effective and tangible steps to stop the flow of missile technology to Iran. And second, he urged that we give the key players in the Russian government an opportunity to implement what he thought were important measures to address this problem. After visiting Israel, I then went to Moscow myself to discuss this and other issues with Russian officials. I met with Russia's new Security Council Director, Andrei Kokoshin, who explained to me that the transfer of missile technology to Iran is as much a threat to Russia as it is to the United States or any other country in the world. He then described the steps that he and the Russian government are taking to stem the flow of technology to Iran and laid out plans for additional steps in the immediate future. Minister Kokoshin will visit Washington next week and is asked to meet not only with administration officials, but also with congressional leaders to update us on his government's actions to address our mutual concerns about these dangerous exports. I also understand that in 2 weeks, United States and Israeli intelligence officials will meet to compare information on the status of missile exports to Iran and to assess the effectiveness of steps the Russian government is taking to stop them. With all of these activities taking place right now, I am concerned that the passage of this legislation today will signal to Russia that we care more about sanctions than we do about the efforts it has made to address our concerns. Passage of this bill would suggest that we do not want to work with them on cooperative efforts to stop future transfers. but rather are content to impose penalties on past transfers. And it could very well create unintended obstacles for the efforts of Russian leaders to implement the very export controls needed to stop the flow of technology to Iran. I also met with leaders in the Russian Duma, the speaker of their Duma, the deputy speaker of the Duma. They both said that they were undertaking to pass legislation in the Duma that would be consistent with export flow legislation that's been passed by all of the G8 countries. I had hoped that we could monitor developments on this issue over the coming few weeks and then make an informed and reasoned determination about how to proceed. That's what I understand our friends in Israel wanted us to do as well. Consequently, I will be compelled to vote present today as an expression of my personal view that a vote on this bill today is premature. Let me be very clear in conclusion. We may have to enact this legislation in the very near future if our collective judgment is that Russia is not taking adequate steps to address this issue. We don't want to repeat our experience with China, where despite repeated assurances to the contrary, they continued to proliferate missile technology to unstable or rogue regimes. We won't repeat those mistakes when it comes to Russia. We must act decisively in the event that the Russian government is unresponsive to our concerns. But I don't believe we're able to make such an informed judgment today.